Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Welcome to your Morning Boost, brought to you by AWB Education. Here, we amplify knowledge, widen reach, and broaden impact in education, delivering your daily dose of professional development. This program is sponsored by Grundmeier Leader Services, where together we are transforming education, one leader at a time. Now, get ready to amplify your day with your Morning Boost.
Hello and welcome to your Morning Boost, Boosters, your daily podcast dedicated to fueling your leadership journey. We are especially pleased to welcome our special guest today, Shannon Watson, founder and executive director of Majority in the Middle. She's going to join us here all week. So, Shannon, thank you for being here. And why don't you quickly just tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and Majority in the Middle?
Absolutely, Adam. I have two sisters who are both in education, and so I really appreciate the work that you do and the podcast, and so very excited to be here. So Majority in the Middle, we are a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization. We're a 501c3, if you pay attention to things like that.
Yep.
And we work to empower respectful and effective civic and political engagement. And we are headquartered in Minnesota. And we do that by trying to elevate knowledge and help create relationships and spaces and then uplift people who are sort of doing it right, modeling the behavior we want to see. And we hope that all of that helps us work together across differences and strengthen our civic and political culture.
That's awesome. That's a great mission. Well, I really like what that's going to lead into our conversation this week. So we're going to do what I've done with a couple other guests here. We're going to do five questions. So I'm going to give you one question for every single day and let you knock that out of the park, because I know you're going to do. So that's awesome. Well, today, actually, this is kind of an important day, too. This is National Young Readers Week. It starts this week for us. So it's a good reminder that our core mission is built on literacy and empathy and the power of shared narratives. And every day we just, strive to teach students how to understand diverse perspectives through reading. But we can only succeed if the adults in our community model that same respectful understanding. And that's why I think this focus is really awesome. So, Shannon, here's your first question. And that is, how can school leaders, as public-facing figures, personally model the civility and nonpartisanship that Majority in the Middle advocates for, even when facing highly provocative, divisive issues?
How much time do you have? We may be talking about this all week. No, I do think that there are definitely challenges, and there are more challenges now than there used to be. It's not like we're dealing with different issues, but I do think that the social media has, added in a whole different sort of, not even just the medium, but it has added in a different tone and a different tenor. So the first thing that I would do is I would recommend that if you're having to respond to something, if you have the option, do that either, if it's one person, do it in person or on the phone, or on a video call. If it is for a group of people, like if you're having to update your school or your district or, respond to something in the news, do a video as opposed to something written, because not only do most of us learn different ways, some people learn by reading and some people learn by listening, the tone and the inflection really gets lost in written communications. And so it also, it has the added benefit of it holds our attention a little longer. And as educators know, attention spans have become a problem, shorter and shorter, even among adults. So I think that humanizes your message in a way that I think people are willing to give you a little extra grace and understand through your tone and through your body language and through your word choices, all three, sort of how you're coming at a situation. I think if, and this is sort of, you know, two different things. I mean, do you have a parent who was asking about something, or do you have a, you know, a situation in your school that has to be dealt with en masse? And so I'll sort of touch on each of those individually. I would also recommend that we really try hard not to generalize. Uh-huh. You know, all Republicans believe this, or all Democrats think that, or, you know, this is, and it gets hard, especially when we're talking about, you know, like federal issues. When you're talking about Congress, you know, Democrats and Republicans in Congress are, for the most part, all speaking with one voice in each of those situations. They are in their camps. They have picked their battle lines, and they're doing that. But when you're talking about just community members, I can tell you for sure, all Democrats do not believe everything that the rest of the Democrats believe, and all Republicans sure. don't agree with all Republicans. Sure. So as a really good way to take that first step is to acknowledge that if it is a Republican or a Democrat who has said something or done something, when you're addressing it, you're not sort of lumping in and vilifying other people along with them. You're leaving space for nuance. There is, I'm not a fan of it, but there is this saying in politics that if you're explaining, you're losing. And I'm not a fan of that, because I mean, education is all about the explaining, right? It's not about the first 10 words. It's about the next 10 words and how things, you know, make sense in context. So I think acknowledging that there are nuances to most issues, some things there's really cut and dry, but also there's different nuances. And I spend a lot of time working in public policy and working with political reporters. And one of the challenges to political communication is that, you know, generally, like reporters, they say, okay, well, this is what the Democrats say, and this is what the Republicans say. And there's just these two sides that are being presented. But when was the last time there was only two sides to a story, especially when we're talking about public policy or something? Right. It's like there's like 14 sides. So lean into that and acknowledge that, you know, there can be 14 sides to things. And then I think one thing, I was just talking to a group at lunch this afternoon about, well, he's done it publicly, so I'm not throwing him under the bus. Our governor. The governor of Minnesota, Tim Walz, who, you know, was the vice presidential candidate.
Yep.
And in Minnesota, we had a situation this summer where we had a member of our House of Representatives was assassinated and another one was shot.
Yep.
And the governor initially said, you know, political violence has, you know, come to Minnesota. This is a problem. I am part of the problem. I need to be part of the solution. We all need to bring our rhetoric down and back off of these things. And then he's taken sort of shots at President Trump. Right. And so a lot of people sort of call out that hypocrisy. Like, well, you said you're going to bring your rhetoric down, and then you're taking shots at Donald Trump.
Sure.
And I think the one really good thing that the governor has done has acknowledged that he's kind of goofing up with some of these things. And there are things where he is inconsistent. He has said that, you know, something about Donald Trump just bugs him. And so he needs to do a little better. So I think, you know, most of the time, none of us are going to give a perfect answer.
Mm-hmm.
And so acknowledging when you goof, or when you're frustrated, or you're uncomfortable, or if you don't feel like there is a right answer, I think that can go a long way as well.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's a good start to this week. Like you said, I bet you could go on this one for quite a while, but I hear your message that it takes a little bit of courage to seek that understanding, not necessarily agreement, but understanding
right
amongst the different parties that are involved, and focusing on kind of that shared humility that we can really emphasize as we get through that process as leaders. Because as school leaders, whether we like it or not, you are a public figure. We all are, and you're going to be viewed as one. So you do have to kind of play that battleground a little bit to still at the end of the day, do what's best for kids, because that's really what we want to do.
Yeah. And that demonstrates that, you know, life learning is lifelong, and that we all have space to learn and grow.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, this is a great start. Thanks for joining us today, Shannon. We'll be back again tomorrow, listeners, with even more on Your Morning Boost as we dive into more of Shannon's work all week long. But again, thank you for listening. We will talk with you again tomorrow.
That concludes another episode of Your Morning Boost. We hope today's daily dose of professional development helps you amplify knowledge, widen reach, and broaden impact. Your Morning Boost is an AWB Education production brought to you with the generous support of Grundmeier Leader Services. Join us again tomorrow for more. Until then, keep boosting your impact.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love, with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com, SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.